Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Monday afternoon. And I want to remind you that over at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, you will find a political sign. The owner, Tony Martin, was with us earlier today. The full discussion with Tony is posted online, newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Tony, exercising his freedom of speech rights, has put up a political sign endorsing, supporting Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Attorney General Jason Meares. It is on his property. In no way does it interfere with anybody traveling on Broad Street. And nonetheless, Tony was the recipient of an unsigned anonymous letter, no return address, printed out, typed out. There's no signature on it in any way. And it threatens him for having the temerity to exercise his free speech rights. So you should go over there. Yeah, you really should. 6017 West Broad Street. Take a look at the sign. Pop in and talk to Tony while you're over there. A couple of really good texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Let's see here. Mr. Katz, this too sickens me about Dodd Heffron. It doesn't surprise me, however. I agree with you. I mean, she should resign, should have resigned already. The fact that she hasn't resigned is a reflection of her lack of character. Even more so, perhaps, than celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old father, right? They're going to be something, well, you know, that's even worse. I'm not going to sit here and say this is worse than this, this is better. All I know is that the woman, a Jewish woman who quite frankly ought to know better, described someone as a Nazi. It's actually a serious charge. And for those of us who lost family members to actual Nazis, it's doubly insulting. And Dodd Heffron ought to hang her freaking head in shame. Just over that. And then to add insult, I didn't mean to make light of this. Sure you did. I didn't mean to insult anybody. Sure you did. You celebrated his murder, ma'am. It's disgusting. It doesn't get much more disgusting than that. And the Chesterfield County School Board needs someone better than you to represent that Clover Hill district. We're going to chat with the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor at 535, because, there are a couple of issues. Number one, are we going to get federal charges or state charges against the Charlie Kirk assassin? And is there one that's actually a better avenue to pursue? And I did ask Joe to look into the process, because there is a process for citizens to remove elected officials. And for those who would like to have Democrat Dot removed, Democrat Dot Heffron, big time Chesterfield Democrat, big time Virginia Democrat, big time part of the Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones campaigns. How do you do it? Let's see, 804, Jeff, it's always leftist violence going one way. You're right. For those people saying, oh, both sides. It's not both sides. It's conservatives who are being attacked. It's conservatives who are being shot at. It's conservatives. So don't give me this, oh, it's both sides. Now we should just hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Yeah, not interested, but thanks. Jeff, I suggest your friend Tony Martin and the team at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street, install a bigger sign. Then you would see more cowardly leftist behavior. 804, Jeff, if you put a Republican sign up in the city of Richmond, the mob will burn your house down. John in Chesterfield, Jeff, about New American Arms, that letter is an example of the left-wing fascism in action. They are the fascists. Jeff, political signs are also temporary. This is obviously, however, an attack on his business because he's a conservative. I agree with you. Now, 757 says, Jeff, it's just amazing that you would show irritation with the free speech rights of the owner of New American Arms, yet you want folks like Dot Heffron to step aside for exercising her free speech rights. No, 757, that's not at all correct. It's not even close to correct. Putting up a sign on your private property when you are a private citizen versus an elected official celebrating the murder of an innocent man? No. She has every right in the world. Well, every right here in the United States, anyway, because we acknowledge our God-given rights. She has the right to say these things, but there are also consequences to be paid. Jeff. There's a lot of the Trans-Tifa folks in Richmond. You remember they kept the St. George Floyd riots going for the whole summer of 2020. 540, Jeff, New American Arms should put up more signs. Wow. 804, Jeff, I don't think it's an accident they chose to write this letter to a gun shop. Jeff, Robert writes, this letter to your friend is typical of Richmond's local Antifa cell. It is precisely the same thing that happened to me. And from RBA, good afternoon, Jeff. I suspect it's the sign, but even more, it's the fact it's in front of New American Arms. They want to take away our Second Amendment rights as well. 804, but Jeff, it's both sides, right? Sarcasm? Yeah, not even close. 804, good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for interviewing Tony Martin from New American Arms. They need to add one more sign. We are Charlie. 804, Jeff, remind all the Chesterfield residents to take note. The next school board meeting takes place on October the 14th. Make your disgust with Democrat Dot Heffron known if she isn't out by then. Okay. There you go. I think I've got just about everything covered now. Everything covered on the James River Air text line. No, I'm not. Dave from Claremont says, Jeff, bluntly speaking, if this woman from the Chesterfield School Board cannot control her comments on social media, she is simply too stupid to hold her position. She needs to go. Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I agree. Some folks are describing her as an employee of Chesterfield County. Let's be very clear. She is not. She is not an employee. She is an elected official, and things are a little bit different because people have said, oh, you know, human resources down there in Chesterfield should fire her. That is not the way it works for an elected official, just so we are all very, very, very clear on that. 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I do have that pair of tickets for you. Brian Kilmeade is coming to the Dominion Energy Center September the 27th. Would you like to go? Well, okay. How about caller number 11 right now at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, you get a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center. That is coming up on September the 27th. Jeff, we remember the riots of 2020 and the destruction of Virginia history on Monument Avenue. To us, it was absolutely criminal destruction by the powers that were. Someone had to authorize it. Stoney and Northam come to mind. So they hired contractors, paid them with the Virginia tax money. Now there's no problem. Finding out who wrote the checks to destroy Richmond's Virginia history. It was a crime. Someone should have gone to jail. Regular person couldn't do that. Well, you know that, Jeff. That's all we can say. The woman, Dot, says she's not leaving. These people just do stuff, and they get by with it. It's very sad. That's from Joe and Ann on the farm in Hanover County. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Resigning effective December the 31st is insane. Should have resigned on the very day she put together that nonsense. And bottom line is this, the citizens down in Chesterfield County, if you are going to remove Dodd Heffron, Democrat, who represents the Clover Hill District on the Chesterfield County School Board, then you're going to need to act. You're going to need to engage in some activity that's going to wind up in the circuit court. There's, I believe, a petition process, and then you go to the circuit court. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be with us at 5:35. I've asked Joe to join us to talk about that issue. How can the citizens in Chesterfield County remove Dot Heffron, the Democrat who represents the Clover Hill District on the Chesterfield County School Board, from that seat? And I want Joe, again, former federal prosecutor, to tell me what sort of charges are going to be laid at this at the feet of this alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. Is it state? Is it federal? Is it a mix of both? Is one better than the other? I don't know. I mean, I was never involved in the federal system, so I can't tell you anything about that. We used to charge people. It was always under the Pennsylvania Crime Code. That's what it was. Or the Pennsylvania Vehicle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those were the two places we were able to charge people, but maybe there are other avenues. So anyway, Joe Moreno will join us and we will talk all about that. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to tune in for that. And if you missed my chat with Tony Martin, the owner of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street, and the attack on him for exercising his free speech rights, you go to newsradiowrba.com. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There is so much going on, and we've got to start with a couple of legal issues. And the only guy that I trust, as you know, with legal issues would be my friend, former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. And on short notice, he's joining us. Joe, I thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It means the world to me.
No, Jeff, it's been a tough week, but I'm always happy to be on with you.
Let us start with the event itself and the aftermath from it. So most of us have seen the assassination. That's the terminology, the correct terminology of Charlie Kirk. The charges are being debated. I, as a former cop, know they're going to be state charges from the state of Utah, but there's also discussion about potential federal charges, and I didn't think that murder was a federal crime. So can you kind of lay it out for us? What is going to be charged, what's not going to be charged, and why?
Sure, Jeff. Well, I think it's almost definite that it will be in Utah state court for the reasons you point out. The vast majority of homicides are state crimes. And frankly, local prosecutors are the ones that have experience in prosecuting murder cases. We don't do that very much at the federal level. So I think for that reason, it's not a particularly complicated case, it appears. And I think it can be done most efficiently and most proficiently in Utah. Mm-hmm. If there were to be a federal angle, you could probably bring civil rights type type charges. You might be able to do a domestic terrorism charge because of violence that was inspired by political views. So that might be something you could do. I would only think you would do this as a backstop, though, if for some reason the state charges went horribly wrong.
Okay.
But it's a possibility.
Okay, interesting. And the involvement of the FBI, obviously the FBI was actively involved. I don't know if they officially took the lead. I don't know if that always happens. Does that complicate the prosecution for Utah state prosecutors, or is that just, hey, we got somebody else on the witness list sort of stuff?
I mean, it's really the latter. I mean, it's really just a net positive. It's very common for federal and state investigators to work together, law enforcement to partner up. It doesn't mean that the charges at that point are either stuck on the state or federal side. It's really just a positive, really, that they can all kind of share information, share resources. And I got to think it went a long way in wrapping this case up and just, I should say the investigation up and the capture of the suspect in something like 36 hours.
Yeah. 33 hours, I'm told, is when it happened. So I thought that the FBI did an absolutely stellar job. And again, cooperation, state and local officials, and just a very, very quick turnaround, and all of the updates through that, really, for me anyway, pretty inspiring.
No, for sure. And I guess I would also add, the investigation, I'm sure, is ongoing. I mean, we have some very early facts about who this individual is and what we think his motivation was and how we think he carried out this crime. What we don't know is we don't know if there were accomplices. We don't know if others knew about this in advance. We don't know if there was some kind of financing. We don't really know where the weapon came from. Mm-hmm. We don't know how he was trained. So I think this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg here in terms of an investigation that I'm sure is still happening, probably including hundreds of people, and it'll continue. So, well, I think we tend to think of these cases as sort of lone gunman ones.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if there were others that were complicit in this.
Great points. Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, now in private practice. You actually see Joe and hear Joe, read Joe on a regular basis, media outlets around the world, as well as his own columns. Joe, what about the timeline? People, of course, watch a television show. The investigation is done in 11 minutes. The prosecution is wrapped up in 5, and we're off to another show. This is going to be drawn out, correct? Being that it's, I would say it's going to be charged in that
that homicide category, murder category, and then the death penalty phase. This is not a quick end for this.
No, that's right, Jeff. I think it could be if it turned out that it was a simple murder, if there are no accomplices, if it's basically, particularly if the individual confesses, right? That could be fast. But you're right. If this goes in the direction of a capital murder prosecution, or what they call aggravated murder in Utah, then it will take time. The prosecution has 60 days to even make that election. So even if he's charged today or tomorrow, the prosecution doesn't have to indicate they're going after a capital murder crime for another 60 days. Then the defense gets extra protections. So, for example, then the defendant will get appointed a defense counsel by the state that has specific experience in capital murder defense cases. Then they have 60 days to try to petition the prosecution to basically change its mind. So fast forward then to the trial. So now we're months and months into it. Then if he gets convicted, then you have a whole other process by which the jury gets to hear evidence solely on the sentencing, basically another trial almost. So you have aggravating evidence brought by the prosecution. You have mitigating evidence brought by the defense. The jury and the judge hear all of this. The jury convenes, and then they have to find beyond a reasonable doubt that the aggravated evidence outweighs the mitigating evidence. So basically it's a whole other trial all over again. So now we're looking into like into next year.
Okay.
So again, a lot depends on whether or not Mr. Robinson confesses and pleads guilty. But if he fights it, it's going to take a while.
Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor. Joe, I asked you to look into the legal process here in the Commonwealth of Virginia for removing an elected official. A lot of states have recall efforts, recall petitions. We don't have that, but there is a means involving the circuit court, as I understand it, where the folks in Chesterfield County who are outraged at these insulting comments from an elected member of their school board, Dot Heffron, who frankly was celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. They do have recourse, but it's not an easy method, is it?
No, you're right, Jeff. And I mean, just first off, hard to believe that someone would have these kinds of thoughts, much less put them on social media, and much less a person who's in education. So it kind of goes to the degree of sort of depravity that some of these individuals have here. But no, you're right. As far as a involuntary removal, there's not an easy path. Usually we look for things like crimes. And so the law in Virginia talks about misuse of office or incompetence, negligence, being convicted of a misdemeanor crime, like selling drugs, basically, or things like that. So it doesn't really hit spot on in terms of something like this, like posting something that's so absurd, something that's so offensive, particularly to children, that a person could get removed. So there's not really a sort of basis to remove someone on the sense of sort of competence or judgment. I guess I would argue in this case that it would be a neglect of the office, but it's not really tied to the office. It's not like they were stealing from the school or something like that. So not an easy solution. I would be one to take it on personally and be more than happy to try to remove a person who's done something like this, but it might not be simple.
There are many people, Joe, in Chesterfield County who have reached out to me and said, hey, I don't know what it is. Do we need a lawyer? Do we circulate a petition? Do we go door to door? And so what would you say to them? Do we need to find a local attorney to take this on? Or can people, I don't know, go to a website and print out petitions that they give to the circuit court?
Well, you're going to want a lawyer. You're going to want a Virginia barred lawyer who runs with this. You're going to want to consult with the government to see if the state would provide any kind of assistance here. But it's definitely not going to be just petitions by civilians. So you'll need an attorney to do this.
Okay. Do you think that the Attorney General's office might be, I don't want to say competent, but would the Attorney General's office have standing to do this, or would it have to be a private attorney retained by these concerned citizens in Chesterfield?
Well, it's a good question for the AG's office. We have a very competent attorney general here in Virginia. Yeah. I think it's worth an ask. And you're right. It's exactly the point of standing. And the law doesn't specify if the petition that you're talking about has to come from a civilian attorney or if it comes from a government attorney.
Wow. It is so fascinating, Joe. Here I am. I'm sitting in Hanover County, and I am appalled and disgusted and think it does a terrible disservice to the children in the Chesterfield County public schools, to the teachers, administrators, to the citizens down there. But you know, I run it sort of like run the numbers in my head. They go, okay, so I'm offended and disgusted, but I'm not a resident of the county. So I look at it and think, yeah, a judge would immediately say, thank you, Mr. Katz, you don't have standing.
Yeah, you almost definitely need someone who has some kind of venue, some kind of tie to the venue, some kind of tie to the county. So a parent who hires an attorney, another member of the school board, a member of the school management, a principal, something like that.
Interesting. This is going to be fascinating. Joe, again, I appreciate you on such short notice, jumping headfirst into all of this, laying it all out for us. We count on you regularly. And then these irregular occurrences, boy, you always step up to the plate. And we're just forever grateful.
Jeff, my friend, it's always an honor to join you. And thank you for all you do, sir.
Thank you. That is Joe Moreno. He is a former federal prosecutor, brilliant guy. I'm going to get all the social media stuff listed, regular locations to read his columns. I asked him on the fly to do some pretty heavy lifting, some pretty heavy research. So there you have it. If you're in Chesterfield County, you would be the ones with standing. You in Chesterfield County, you're going to need an attorney to handle this. I don't know the time frame. I really don't. I don't have any idea, but it is incumbent upon people in Chesterfield County. If, in fact, you believe that Dodd Heffron, the elected Democrat member on the school board for the Clover Hill District, has conducted herself in such an egregious manner, celebrating the murder of a young father, well, there you go. Joe Moreno has laid out your options. 548, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. And, well, if you're in Chesterfield and you are, in fact, disgusted by your Clover Hill Democrat school board member Dodd Heffron, you now know what is available to you in terms of resources. All right. Let's see. 804. Jeff, you're pushing forward with this story. It feels like Jeff is dog whistling the same crap in the reverse that got Charlie Kirk shot. Please tell Jeff I love him, but not as a hypocrite. Well, 804, there's nothing hypocritical about anything that we're doing here. The reality is that lots of people in Chesterfield County have pointed out that they are disgusted by Dodd Heffron's comments. I'm disgusted by Dodd Heffron's comments. I don't know how any decent human being celebrates the brutal murder of another human being. If, in fact, you're in Chesterfield County and you don't think she should be on the school board, these are your options. I don't have any options, right? I'm not in Chesterfield. She's not my representative. I'm going to remind people, there have been a handful of people apparently who have made threats against her. You're despicable as well if you're making threats against her. There's a process. There's a process for her employer. There's a process for her public role. And that is, in fact, what needs to play out. That's all. I certainly don't want anyone to be hurt. I want everyone to be protected. And on a personal level, let me say this. I am aware that some folks apparently have been making threats against staff members and board members over at the Jewish Community Federation. Well, shame on you. God, if you're listening to this program and you did that, go away. You do not deserve to be part of this program because you're an awful human being if you've done that. There's nobody that ought to live in fear simply because of their job or their opinion. but there are always consequences. People have asked me, what are you going to do anything differently? Well, I'm going to tell you flat out. There's a lot of stuff that I will be doing differently, and I'm not exactly going to be sharing details with anybody here. But I know the dangers of stalkers firsthand. I've dealt with them for years. Crazy people show up at your house. Crazy people are making threats. Gang, I've been dealing with threats one way or another as a result of this particular job for 34 years, right? Being on talk radio. 34 years. I can tell you, regularly having police out to search under cars because there were bomb threats every single day in certain places. Threats against me, threats on my life, threats against family members. Will I be changing some things? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I am not going to be involved in unsecured, unsafe, big events for the time being. Just not going to do it. Not going to do it. That's my choice. That doesn't have to be your choice. I'm just telling you what mine is. I've got a responsibility to my family, and that is always going to be paramount. And that's going to trump and far exceed any sort of job duties or business duties. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure that you are listening to Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News. I know I will be. Oh, very quickly here, text just came in. Jeff, after hearing your last segment, my 17-year-old daughter, a senior here in Chesterfield, and a group of her friends are now gathering a petition dealing with the Dot Heffron matter. Okay, keep me up to date, and I will keep everyone else up to date. Lots of rain rolling in, so please, please, please be very, very, very careful as you drive. God willing, you and I have the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.